There we go. Yep. And every time that happens, an angel gets its wings. Anyway, so yes, here we are. Hi. Wow. We're back after all these weeks.
What are we?
This is...
I can't remember what show we did.
Oh my God, this is crazy. You are listening to Asian Cult Cinema, big show number 37.
Yeah.
My name's Mao. With me as always...
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown. And
yes.
Yes.
Parts
wow.
Unknown.
Did a quick reversal and changed my movie out this week. I'm glad I caught you.
Maybe for the better. I don't know. I liked the movie I watched last night.
Yeah, I loved the movie we watched for this show.
I thought the lead kung fu person was pretty funny.
Man, and kung fu. Wow, there was a lot. This was the last show we did was there wasn't enough kung fu, and there was only one
was
girl.
Theater of the absurd.
Yeah, that only knew there was only one person that kind of knew kung fu. Well, not kind of. That was disrespectful. She was good, but not like this one. This week we're doing Lady Whirlwind.
You know, originally though, it was titled Deep Thrust. No lie. In the early 70s, it was because the movie Deep Throat had just come out. So AIP, whoever distributed it,
like, hey, we could rip off porn.
Hey, let's get them confused and call this movie Deep Thrust. So there's a really nice movie poster for this, which costs like $300 on
oh, my God, I
eBay.
Bet.
Maybe less, but with Angela Mao, you know, breaking through, and it's like Deep Thrust.
So where last week's was just a sprinkling of kung fu, this is kung fu at every turn, and lots of people getting their butts kicked.
Yeah, and like and innards taken out, and eye gougings.
There was a couple super kills that she did. I was like, yeah, go, man. Like that one where she stomped him down on the tree and killed him. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, there was a couple. The good guy, well, this is... And these are polar opposites. And what happened last week where there was zero plot, but kind of a plot, but not really... This has a lot of plot.
Did it? It's just basically her avenging her sister and then him getting back at the...
But then there was the whole thing where, like, he was getting beat up by the Japanese mob.
There was a Japanese influence,
And then she came to avenge her sister who committed suicide, but he had fallen in love after the other girl took him in and fixed him. But then the lady was there to control everything. It's not Lady Whirlwind, the other lady.
Yeah, the Japanese gangster boss.
I mean, okay, it wasn't like the deepest of plots, but there was quite a bit of like plot cul-de-sac that you went in and drove around a little bit, and you're like, oh, well, okay, we're down here, and it came out.
Yeah,
you know.
It was pretty revenge, you know, pretty simple, but as most of these movies are, but...
yeah, this one was pretty crazy.
This one was kind of funny because she's just like Angela Mao, she's just like... You know, pissed off the whole time. You know, it was like,
I know.
I'm here to avenge my sister, and I want to know where this guy is. And I'm starting to see like certain like archetype or whatever tropes or whatever word in all these movies that they repeat a lot because there's so many of them, and they're kind of funny the way they handle them or whatever. It's kind of interesting to see a woman being like a Clint Eastwood type.
She was rough. You know? This lady was not having any shenanigans or shenanigans, but this is something I was going to save it for the next show, but we can do it this show because of the occupation of Japan, whenever that was. There's a lot of hatred.
Well, that Bruce Lee movie.
No, but I mean, so
no dogs in Chinese allowed.
It doesn't or Japanese. You mean that doesn't take long for that to creep in. Usually they pepper in some I Hate America too every now and then, but mostly it's because they know their markets. Mostly they're like, they are very disrespectful to Japanese and Japanese culture. They often mock it in the kung fu movies. And they did to this degree, they did a little bit to this where in that he didn't even land a punch when she finally got a hold of the Japanese guy. And she just literally obliterated him, like, you know. So that was... But they were like, you Chinese dogs, or you Japanese dogs, and stuff like that. Like, so there's a lot of hatred there. There still is you can't call it hatred now, but there's a lot of, they don't care
now,
for each other
now,
very much.
Okay, well, here's a question, though. This movie was dubbed into English.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, was this like, in the original, see, I don't know if this was in the original story, or if the dubbing team just picked up because, you know, the Bruce Lee movie, I guess, was before this, and I just picked on that idea, and just ran with it. You know, I mean, it's possible that it was that the opposing gang was Japanese, but I don't.
No, they were. I could tell by their clothing.
You can tell by the way they dressed. That's the only thing that I was thinking, that it could be the way they dressed, but I don't.
Because I was. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, because I was wondering why there was, when he first showed up, the other guys had that
the Chinese. Some people had the Chinese work clothing look, and the other one had the hair bun on top. And
he
all
was
that.
That was traditional samurai or Bushido.
You're right,
but he didn't have the swords, which I don't think they just didn't have him carrying them then. You know.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So, but yeah, it's a very strange. I've only done this a few times throughout watching all these, where I watch one in English and then I watch like a subtitled one.
You did it with this movie?
No. I said I've done it a few times throughout watching Kung Fu movies. Usually not. Usually I just watch whatever is available to me. I know when I've had Japanese exchange students living with me and we watched Japanese movies, they're like, that's not what they're saying. Like we've watched it with the English across the bottom and they're like, that's not quite what they're saying, but they always say kind of. They're not totally rewriting them, but they're, some phrases aren't available.
Well, that's,
you know,
the same thing when I watch a dubbed Spanish movie.
So you can you can say the same thing. It's, they do the best they can with limited funds, because a B movie kung fu movie is not going to get high production value as far as redubbing it with English.
But when they redub it into English, there's still somebody has to write a script.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, whoever's doing that,
and God knows what they give them to work with. You know, and I mean, if they don't understand Chinese, I don't know how it worked. But God, I mean, I'm sure there's some plot. You know, I'm going to investigate this. I know somebody who knows about this. I wonder what they had to work with. Are they just watching the movie and just kind of getting a feel of the story and then just rewriting it, or are they giving, or some, does somebody translate a script?
They're translating. I'm sure they're translating like shot for shot.
Yeah.
And they're just, when they get to some kind of idiom that doesn't exist in Japan or China,
because a lot of them were dubbed in Hong Kong, so obviously they had the people there that tell the Americans exactly what to say. You know what I mean? So that's the other thing too.
Right.
The ones that were dubbed. Like, I'm not sure if this one was picked up by, I think
this is pretty good.
This one was picked up by American International or some company like that here. So it was dubbed in America, but the majority of the ones that we watch are dubbed in Hong Kong.
Yeah. Cause
you can, and they're mostly like Brits or Australians, because you hear them say, I reckon a lot, and, you know, things that...
I reckon you're coming to mess up my village.
Yeah, you know, right.
Then. Wah!
Phrases that you wouldn't hear here, but I know the... I'm pretty sure this was dubbed in the U.S.
Oh, yeah, so. This is total. I could tell. And we both could tell. One of the things that, you know, is neat about these, which makes them very easy to dub, there's not much talking. You know, when we did the Dub 420 project, we had this public access show where we took old movies like this and we dropped all the sound out and redid it ourselves. When you get to those serials like Commando Cody or a Flash Gordon, those old ones, or like the Kung Fu movies, we did them a lot because in reality versus another movie, there's hardly anything to rewrite. It's a few couple flippant sentences, boom, fight scene. And you don't redub that, or unless you just do a couple swear words or whatever. So it's very limited. This one especially, you could tell there wasn't a whole lot of transcribing. There was a lot of fight scene, a lot of always constant action. So you're like, well, not constant action, but they got into fights a lot in this movie, you know? So it makes it easy for a transcriber, because they're just like, whatever, you know?
But getting back to what you said before, this is more of a straight on kung fu movie.
What you're expecting. Kung fu, you know, it's like
but
a boom.
If you want to see like trashy kung fu goofiness, Kung Fu Girls is your movie. Now, if you want to see a straight on... martial arts movie, this one is a straight on. You take your pick. You pick your poison.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know.
So anyway...
Whatever.
So anyway, let's...
We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to jump into the actual plot. And this one has one, so yay for all that.
Unleashed to wreak vengeance on the evil ones who brought about his untimely death. 5 years ago, Bruce Lee, king of Kung Fu and undisputed master of the martial arts, was buried. but not before making a deal. The Black Angel of Death. Now, his tormented soul returns as Bruce Lee fights back from the grave.
Damn you!
Every contest, the fighters, the killers, the mobsters, the slime of the underworld, the bad and the beautiful. Bruce Lee fights back from the grave. Mysteriously, through his immortal inner forces, Bruce Lee made a spiritual agreement with the invincible and unbeatable Black Angel of Death to free him from the torment and prison of his grave. Can Bruce Lee defeat the invincible and unbeatable, the Black Angel of Death? See if you dare. A supernatural action American movie starring Bruce Lee. The dragon never died. He was just waiting for the moment when he could return from the grave to seek revenge. Warning, due to the constant action seen in this picture, the producer requests that persons under 17 be accompanied by an adult. Lee fights back from the grave.
I will never have sex with you, ever. If you were the last man on Earth and I was the last woman on Earth, and the future of the human race depended on our having sex simply for procreation, I still would not have sex with you.
What's your point, Vanessa?
And that was, of course, Bruce Lee Fights Back from the Grave, 1978. All right. Wow. Now, on to Lady Whirlwind.
Or Deep Thrust.
Let's just call it Lady Whirlwind. The other one makes me feel funny in the pants. So, basically... So we have, for the very first scene, we see a girl walking through the woods, and she happens upon a kung fu fight, which is apt to happen in China, apparently, or Hong Kong.
And here, too. It happens all the time around here.
Kung fu fights breaking out everyone. Everyone was kung fu fighting.
That's what I heard.
Everybody was kung fu fighting, I mean. And then,
but they weren't that fast.
Yeah. No. So it's just like a circle of guys beating up one guy. And they kind of, he gets away a little bit and runs to the beach, and then and he's like, oh, you Japanese gangs, if it was one-on-one, I'd beat you. And then they just take him out, and he lays there. And
this guy plays dead a couple times in the movie.
Yeah, I know. That's like his key defense is just, he's like, plays possum. He's like,
oh,
I'm dead now. But so he's laying there, and they like walk off laughing. Ha, 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 we're evil. And then the girl that was walking comes, they just show her like walk up to him. And that's the end of it. And then they kind of go to the Chinese... like into the town,
they're gambling in a casino,
and a different Lady Whirlwind shows up, and she just starts. This is a common trope too, where the Clint Eastwood-esque stranger comes in and just keeps winning at gambling, to shake up the Chinese yakuza or the Chinese triad who's running the gaming, then to kind of get all the criminal elements to come to her. So she wins and wins and wins, and then they're like, you can't take that. And of course
they change the dice on her,
and she still wins. Like, and so they're like, and so then she starts just beating everyone up in the middle of this casino or this gambling parlor.
Is Sammo Hung in this scene, or does he come later?
No, it must be in this scene. He must have been the head gambling guy. And she like takes everyone out, and this is where you can see the extras or the gang that they got together. They're very accomplished martial artists, or at least film martial artists. Where they're very good at choreographing the moves and stuff like that. And she is very good at whooping butt. So there's a lot of fighting, and it's pretty good. This one does have a lot of that really good choreography and really good moves and stuff like that. So it's good, you know. So she whips everyone, and then he says, "Oh, I'm here for whatever that guy's name is. I forget what it is, but they say it a trillion times."
I remember Miss Tian. She was Angela Mao was Miss Tian.
Yep, and then
I forget what the guy's name was. I just remember Miss Tian a lot in this movie.
Miss Tian, and then the other one was Shay Shay is the girl. And then I forget. Who cares? Possum. Possum is the guy who's like saying, "Where is he?" And they're like, "Ha ha! He died 3 years ago." Which is where you go, "Oh, this is 3 years later." But or something like that. Like they just made a thing of time. They said 3 years, I think. So then they're like, "Oh, he's dead." And the gang goes after her again because she took their money.
Yeah, and she kicks her ass again.
Yeah, she just beats them up, and they're like all over. And then. Then she leaves, and she's walking along, and she comes to this... She just happens upon this house where this guy's punching logs in half. And you're like, what? He has all those poles, and he's, like, karate chopping them into pieces. And you're like, okay. And she's like, they told me you were dead, you dog! And then she starts punching him, and the girl comes out, and she's like, hey, what are you doing here? Let's take it back a notch. This is my... I love him, you know? And she's like, oh, you didn't tell her about... My sister.
How he left her when she was pregnant and blah blah blah. And then you come to find out at this point that in that scene in the beginning, the woman's walking through the woods and he's getting killed. He didn't die. She brought him in and saved him and brought him back to life.
Right.
So Miss Tian, you know, Angela Mao finds him and she goes like, "Well, now I'm going to revenge my sister for what you did."
Time to pay the piper, bro.
And he's like, you know, "Please just give me one more day."
He's like, "One more day. I've lived my life to avenge that ass the butt kicking I got."
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, I really need to beat them up, and as soon as I do that, you can come back and kill me. And you're like, okay, that's weird, but whatever. And then she's like, "No, you can't." And then you know what though, before we go too much further, 18 minutes in, and it wasn't like an indignant humph, it was just like a humph. Like, so, technically it was a humph. There was a lot of humphs in this. There was a guy humphs. There was girl humphs. Oh, it was weird. Okay. I'd never seen the Chinese guy humph. But, yeah, there was some.
Okay.
Anyway, back to the original programming. Now, so then, she's like, that lady's like, "Okay, I'll come back and kill you tomorrow." You know, or when you're done killing that guy.
Yeah.
Because she needs some convincing, though, because she's like, well, what happens
if the girl convinces her.
Yeah. Because she's like, what happens if he kills you? Then I don't get to kill you. Like, everyone wants to kill this dude, except for that one girl, Shay Shay.
Yeah.
So, then Shay Shay says, "Please." No, first she hits her in the back of the head with a bucket when she's
still fighting. Yeah, right, she's getting ready to kill him. She's getting ready to beat his ass. And that's right, she knocks him out. And then he goes to the town.
Yeah.
And then that's right.
Because she's also, the Shay Shay's like, "You can't do this, I love you. Why don't we just run away?" And he's like, "No, I have to face my fear, I have to face my demons, and every man does mistakes, and blah, 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 whatever." So the two girls are there, and then he leaves. He's like, "Okay, well, I'm going to go take care of business before I get killed."
Miss Tian is like just unconscious there for a while, I guess.
But then she gets up, and then she goes. When he goes in to fight the bad guys, the Japanese clan, she follows to make sure no one kills him so she can kill him. It's really a funny thing. It's like, okay, a lot of guys hate this guy. A lot of people hate this guy. And they fight a little bit, but again, no resolution. Like, They fight, and then he doesn't win, but he doesn't lose. We're actually missing a scene, too, where... Remember, the girl is sitting there, Lady Whirlwind, after... And the one guy comes in, and he's like, "Oh, you think you're so big." And then that's when the Japanese...
The samurai comes in. He comes back into town.
Yeah, and they start fighting.
And he can fly through the air.
Oh, yeah. A little bit of mysticism here.
Yeah, he's... Yeah.
So he's there. He kind of shows up, and he's like, "You can't hit a woman like that." And he starts beating this guy up. And then the girl, like, 23 skidoos. And then the two guys, and then the head guy comes on. He's like, "Oh, we're all friends here. He's my friend. Don't beat him up." And he's like, "Oh, that was funny." So now they're all part of the gang. Now the gang has, like, the archetype samurai, like, kind of shogun those are two different things. I understand that, but the samurai doesn't have his sword, so it leads me to believe he's like a more of a shogun than a samurai.
And at this point, did they show the Godfather lady, Godfather?
That they all
with a big long cigarette holder and all that.
After that, they all leave, and he's like, "This is my friend. I'm going to take him to a brothel." And then the lady Godfather's like, "Uh huh.
How about
you're not going nowhere because that's like." That's her boy toy.
Yeah, right.
And she's like, how about if I... And she slaps him, I think. Doesn't she smack him?
Yeah, she smacks him,
And there's whips in this. This is a very violent Three Stooges-esque kung fu movie,
somewhat,
you know?
So,
let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll find out what happens. Oh, my God. Does Lady Whirlwind get her revenge?
Yeah, and this goes into that weird... There's another weird part where he sees the old man in the woods, and it's like...
Oh, yeah.
It was like, do you really need this? But okay.
Yep, you sure do. Got to get to 78 minutes or whatever.
That's right. That's exactly right.
We'll be right back.
Pretty as a kitten. Quick as a cat. More deadly than a tigress. Judy Lee, the female Bruce Lee, is the Queen Boxer. See the world's most dynamite new Kung Fu Karate Queen as she seeks bloody vengeance in an explosion of human flesh. All new, all action, all fighting Hellcat. The Queen Boxer takes the newest look at the oldest law. An eye for an eye. Terry Levine presents an Aquarius Films release, The Queen Boxer, in widescreen Panavision and color. Warning, due to the constant and violent action shown throughout this picture, those under 17 will not be admitted without parent. Rated R.
Hello? We're your new neighbors. Don't be alarmed, we're Negroes.
All right. So, yeah, we had an off-air discussion about the timing of stuff, and I think you're right about it, because these... Going scene for scene in most kung fu movies is a little tough, because there's kind of stuff all over the place. They leave a lot of things laying around. So, yes, you're right. He goes in, he gets beat again, because he's obviously, like, not that awesome.
He's good enough, but he's not as good as, you know...
Not as good as the Japanese guy.
Or Lady Whirlwind.
No, nobody's as good as Lady Whirlwind. Yeah. Which, that is awesome. Anyway, so they beat him up again, and then they bury him up to his neck, right?
Yeah, they're going to bury him alive.
They're going to bury
him
alive.
And she's following. She knows what's going on.
And at that point, they whip the girl, because Shay runs in going, love this guy. And they're like, we don't care. And they start whipping her, and it's very weird. And they're like, after you beat him, the Japanese guy, you can have her. And you're like, oh, this is gross. And then...
It's a movie.
Yeah, I know. It is. That's common trope. Make him more evil than evil, you know. Sure. So they take him, and again, this is one of those things where you're like, just kill him. What's with the elaborate... you know, it's Austin Powers. What you're gonna like? This is an elaborate dipping mechanism. Well, you just kill him. I got a gun.
But then again, you wouldn't have a story if you just killed him. Well, I mean, you could have just killed him, and then she came in. But
super
anyway.
Revenge. Yeah. But anyway, this is better.
So he's like sitting there. It's more weird when you see him like lying there up there,
buried up to his neck, and you're like, well, that would be terrible.
Yeah, it would be terrible. Yeah.
And then she comes walking in, going like, hey, you crumb bums, how about you give me this guy? Because I said I wanted to kill him, and they're like, ha ha ha, and she just starts laying waste to all of them. This
including the Japanese guy, right? Doesn't she waste him during this scene?
No. I think he's still back there with the woman. And then when the head guy comes back, going, she came back and killed it. Then they run out.
Okay.
But this is where she does this righteous, like, she's kind of beating everyone up, and she takes this one guy and throws him into like the center of a clump tree of a a couple of trees coming out, and she comes down straight down on this guy and just crushes him, and kills him like through the tree, and you're like, oh man. It was a really good kill. There's a few. They don't overkill people, but they like each fight scene has one like super gruesome eye rip or pulling out your intestines or whatever, you know.
Yeah. So then she saves him, but he's like half, he's blinded or he's in and bad
crazy.
Shape.
Yeah, he's like,
and
oh.
So she leaves him in some at some temple or whatever.
Yep.
And she's going to go back to get the girl, I guess.
Yeah, he's something. Like, because he's like, he sees like the woman and he's like, Shay Shay, Shay Shay. And she's like, I'm not Shay Shay, and slaps him. And then he's like, oh, we got to save her. She helped me. She's the only thing that matters in life, kind of thing. And so he tries to walk and falls down, and she's like, okay, I'll go get her. One more day. Everything's, just give us one more day. You know, you're like, okay.
Yeah, yeah, every day. Right. One more, you know.
And like, she almost shows a little bit of sympathy, but not really.
Yeah.
Like, you keep waiting for her to, like, switch. She doesn't. She's like, I'm going to kill you tomorrow. So she's like, okay, I'll go get her. You just lay here and be pathetic and play possum, and I'll go do all your work. So now there's, like, a split in the action here, because Lady Whirlwind's going to beat up everyone and take the girl back. He's fumbling around and happens upon a Korean guy who's there to get medicines and herbs.
Yeah, in the meantime, she kicks everybody's ass, Lady Whirlwind, including the Japanese guy and the Lady Godfather or whatever.
Oh, yeah, no, she goes in there and just, like, whoops everyone.
And then brings Shin or whatever to the back to the house.
They go back to their house.
I got to go get, you know, so-and-so. And she's like, please don't kill him. She says, I must have my revenge, you know.
And that's where she kind of goes into this thing where, like, everyone makes mistakes. What are you so great about? What, you know, haven't you ever done anything wrong, you jerk? And she's like, no, I'm Queen Evil, and shut up. And
no, shut up. I will kick your ass. That's all I know how to do.
Yep, pretty much. And
Lady Whirlwind must be, like, kind of like ADD or something.
She's really focused. No,
yeah.
She's focused.
One track mind or kick people's asses.
Yep.
So he goes and he sees as he's wandering. She goes to look for him. She goes back to the temple to look for him, and he's not there. She goes, where could he be? And he's like wandering. He's better now, and he stumbles upon a priest who's been bitten by a snake or something.
Yeah, this is weird.
And he like goes and helps him, and then brings him back to the temple. And the priest is like, well, you know, and to pay you back for all your help, I'm going to teach you the secrets of Tai Chi.
Yeah.
You know, in one day. This is like quick, this is the Evelyn.
This is montage.
Evelyn Wood speed reading Tai Chi lesson or whatever, yeah. So he gives him this little book on Tai Chi, and he's like doing breaking the rocks.
He's like reading it all in one breath, and I'm like, you read like an entire 3 years worth of material in like one sentence. It was a run-on sentence It kung fu'd all other run-on sentences to be king of the run-on sentence, because he's like, you must breathe fast, and when you breathe fast, you must exhale and use that as your chi, and then you will smash rocks, and after rocks, and he goes going and going and going, and you're like, can I digest that one part? Remember that first sentence? Let me digest on that just a minute. You know,
and he's doing the rock breaking, and then there's that one scene that was pretty funny where the guy throws the big rock, and he just boink, catches it with his hand like that.
Well, it's about... They're trying to say he went into the rock with
his
fingers.
The rock. Yeah. Good luck. That's one hell of a Tai Chi. You know? Mm-hmm. So anyway, while that's going on, the other gang shows up. You know, with Sammo, I guess was the lead of, and then he starts fighting everybody with his newfound powers.
We knew you were hiding in here. You dog and
Chinese dog.
Yeah, and then they're like in this Tai Chi fight, and that's where he starts really ripping guts. And
that was good.
He's putting his fingers straight into people's stomachs and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's pretty violent. He's kind of another level at this point. He's going
that's like when I saw Five Fingers of Death with the eye gouging and all that. Yeah. You know, that's not in all the movies. You know, that's in some of them.
No, that's
but it was like, whoa, okay, we got a little gore here. Okay, cool.
Funny fact. When we did our black belt test, because I was in a pretty tough...
Oh, did you take out somebody's intestines?
No, but it was funny because you're supposed to like do five different attacks, each one getting kind of more serious. Like the first one, like if people were coming at you, like first one's just knock them away, second one's kind of hit them, third one's... But you're making up your own moves. My fifth one made like one of the senior guys cringe, because I basically shot in and hit both biceps. And I went straight into both eyes with, like, eagle claw, one into each eye.
You're not supposed to do that, are you?
Well, fifth one. It's on now.
That's
like
a freebie?
Yeah, well, for me it
was.
A
freestyle?
So, like, I hit the biceps, I cupped the ears, and I shot straight into both eyes. Like, that. Like I didn't do it, but you make the movements. And then, like, so basically I popped their ears and then ripped both their eyes out and just pulled down and, like, just kicked straight through the stomach.
Did that in class?
Yeah, like for black belt graduation, you had to do
another person.
I didn't. actually rip their eyes out, but like you make the motions, like they come out.
I didn't think you ripped his eye about that. Did you really hit him and like, you know,
but I simulated the ear popping and like they saw what I was doing because I went straight up and then like pulled down on the on the skull, and the guy was like, ah, he just it got him. So I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that happened to me one time, and then I pulled the gun, and you know.
Yeah, and then he got shot, and I got gut shot, and I was like, wow, that didn't work.
That didn't work. Helped. Point.
Yeah, but anyway, back to reality.
Yeah, let's go back to reality. That's what it was. Or unreality.
Yeah, Lady World unreality.
So anyway, they're fighting, and he's fighting against all these guys, and then as he's doing everybody, the one of the dudes decides he's going to go kill the master.
He kills the Tai Chi guy.
And then, of course,
he
you know,
gets mad.
He gets mad and rips his guts out.
Yep.
As he's
classic. I mean, classic. And I was surprised because the guy, after he killed the master, put up some of a fight. A lot of times, like the guy that does something like that, makes the hero snap, and they do such a ferocity that it just kills them without. They can't even get a shot off. They're just murdered, you know.
Yeah.
But this guy fought back a little bit, then he killed him. And then one guy ran away. Like they always, there's always like the one guy running away to tell everyone. And now we're like...
And then she shows up again. She goes, I found you again.
Yeah.
Now I must kill you.
Trying to duck. Wait, one more day.
One more. Come on, one more dude. I got to finish. I got to get the other dude. He's still around. And she goes,
And Shay has been whittling away at her at every turn. Which,
she
of course,
shows
she
up
would.
To save him at every...
Yeah, she's like, come on. We really love each other. He's a changed man. And at every turn, his girlfriend is really like, don't kill him. Come on. And you keep waiting for her to turn. But she doesn't, you know. And then now it's finally like that through everything, and now it's on. You know, the Japanese guy.
He goes up to him and he goes, "I'm here to kick your ass." He goes, "All right, I'll fight you, but we're not here." Yeah. So they go to the sea, to the beach or wherever.
Always on the beach, the sand.
So like they have a big battle royale there, and they're all kicking their butts, and he's flying through the air and doing all that stuff. And that's when he pulls like the eye gouge. I thought he popped his eyes out.
Yeah, he did.
Because he could still see them eventually. His eyes or whatever. Because the other guy was actually getting, you know, the best of him or whatever. So the guy's like, you know, like, all like, you can't even see our hero. He's punching in the air and blah, blah. So our hero finally does the gut deal. And he's like, you know,
and he
rips it out.
So he dies. And
the
she's
end.
Like, and she's like, no, now we kill. Now we fight. And then she jumps in and starts fighting. But then, like, I don't even remember what she says at the end.
No, and here's what happened. She starts fighting him, and as he's fighting him, she's going to ready to kick his ass. And all of a sudden, like, Shay shows up, and she ends up punching Shay, and I was like, she goes, oh, no.
Because she's like, oh, my back. And then she's like, well, you can...
She goes, Miss Tien, stop already, you know, stop. Can you please, like, leave him alone? You know, you've been through all this, and then she's like, okay, all right.
Yeah, she's like, well, heal her and... See you later.
Yeah, see you later. So finally, like, Shay got to her, and she finally said, end. Okay, fine, whatever. And then there's a nice little shot of the two loving couple there.
Yeah.
So the Miss Tien character is really odd, though. Very, very odd. You
I
know?
Liked her. I liked
she
her.
She was good, though. She's good, but
Lady
Whirlwind
is a tough girl.
There was another one of these, I think, but with a different actor. I think Polly Kwan played. There's another one which I was trying to find called Lady Whirlwind and the Something Rangers or whatever. I was looking for it, but they didn't have it on YouTube, so it's going to be tough to find. And I'm noticing, I'm going through YouTube looking for movies. There's a lot of Kung Fu movies on YouTube, but there's a lot of them there in Chinese.
Well, there's also a lot of deleted video.
Yeah, there's a lot of Chinese.
There's people after these that trying to protect them, to keep them protected, which is like, okay, whatever.
And some of these that are Chinese with subtitles, the subtitles are so crappy that I wouldn't even bother.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was like looking around too. So overall, I mean, I like this quite a bit. I'm going to give it a 7. Mm-hmm. Just a solid Kung Fu movie. Fun. I always like when the female is kind of like the one that beats people, you know.
It's different.
All right, that's it for this week. We will be back next week with I think we're going to just kind of do a Kung Fu discussion next
potpourri.
Week. Yep, yeah. So
we'll play some stuff.
So listen for that. We'll see y'all next week, everyone.